DW.
Lyme disease isn't the only illness to worry about spreading to new places as global temperatures rise. And here in the studio to talk with us about the diseases we should be aware of and what we can do about them is Oliver Schmall. He's the World Health Organization manager responsible for climate at their regional office for Europe. Welcome, Oliver.
Hi.
So what impact is climate change having on vector-borne diseases or those human illnesses that are transmitted by things like mosquitoes and ticks?
Well, climate change is one of the top drivers for infectious disease across Europe. Although the primary drivers are trade and travel, climate change still is a very important driver because it affects ecological systems and thereby the spread of infectious diseases through food, water, air, but also insect vectors. For example, mosquitoes, ticks, or sandflies, all of which can spread certain diseases, and Lyme borreliosis is one of them. But also we speak about other commonly known, like for example, malaria, dengue, chikungunya, or West Nile virus that are all spread through mosquitoes, but also through ticks, the tick-borne encephalitis, and through sandflies, we also experience cases of Leishmania. So all of which are kind of diseases that are driven by a changing climate.
How are you and your colleagues seeing those diseases spread?
Well, we looked into the most recent numbers and we can see that in the recent years, we speak about 80,000 people who live in Europe who have fallen sick from vector-borne disease. This is quite a scary number and we expect that these cases are going to grow with a changing climate in the years and decades to come. I should say, however, that for some of the diseases like malaria, dengue fever, and chikungunya, we have documented cases, but we see them more or less happening in pockets in individual countries, like one-off events that we see happening. However, for ticks, for example, we see a major shift. So ticks become more and more prevalent to elevated altitudes and latitudes. And as I said earlier, they spread Lyme borreliosis and tick-borne encephalitis, and that's of major concern as they really spread to the north and to higher altitudes.
And you mentioned some of those pockets where we've seen diseases. Are there some examples, like you said, in Europe that you can point to where you've seen flare-ups of certain diseases?
Yeah, we had cases of West Nile virus, for example, in after severe flooding events in southeastern Europe, where the conditions turned favorable for mosquitoes actually to spread West Nile virus. And these were particularly related to the 2014 major flooding events that happened in the Balkans during that year. We also have seen dengue fever outbreaks in France in the past years. And as I said, they happen, but once they are detected, they can be well confined and treated.
What sort of things can people just be aware of in their day-to-day life, whether it's perhaps vaccines for certain diseases or knowing how to deal with ticks for people who maybe aren't used to them?
Well, it's both. So I think it's part of the prevention strategy is to find good means to communicate to the public, to make them aware that ticks are spreading and what they can do actually to protect themselves by applying repellents, by, you know, wearing long clothes, et cetera, et cetera. But also for some of the diseases, particularly for ticks, vaccination is a very important public health intervention. We know that if you travel through the tropics, we always go to the Tropical Medicine Institute to ask for the vaccinations that we need. But I think that's probably something that is going to grow also like in the core of Europe, that we need to get vaccinated against these diseases that are spread by ticks.
So when my family comes to visit me in Germany, should I tell them to go check in with their local doctor about what vaccines maybe they should get?
Well, depends where they come and where they go. So there are certainly areas within Germany where we would certainly recommend to check. If your parents go hiking in the woods, in the mountains, then probably vaccination may be considered and they may need to seek advice from medical professionals on whether or not a vaccination would be advisable, particularly in response to tick-borne encephalitis. And I think that brings us to a very interesting point. So people would normally seek advice on prevention and vaccinations when they travel to the tropics, but they probably wouldn't do so when they travel within Europe and go to Finland for collecting berries in the woods, right? But mm-hmm. I think that that's something probably that needs to come on our radar more and more. But also working with the medical staff to make sure that they are properly trained in order to detect these diseases, in order to properly respond to cases if they find them.
Diseases they might not be used to seeing.
Yeah, exactly. So diseases that they haven't seen before and they probably haven't been trained about properly before. For example, Kazakhstan actually have revised their curricula for medical students and university to particularly look into these emerging diseases and how to detect and how to treat them properly. So there is quite a bit of change ongoing also in health systems. And I think that's a very healthy adaptation by the health sector itself. DW.